So here I am talking to Chef Gil at Amo's Restaurant. Thank you for agreeing to meet us at short notice. So I just wanted to know a little bit more about Amo's Restaurant, your view of cooking and gastronomic activities in Indonesia. And what are the trends as you see it in food here?
In food in Indonesia?
Yeah.
Yeah, first with Amo's Restaurant. So basically Amo's opened last year in October, yeah. Amuse is a French restaurant with French food and with a menu. With we have a contemporary side on the menu, we have a more classic side on the menu, and we give also options for degustation menus. Yeah, the concept is French cuisine in a casual or nice environment. The interior is more to the mix of French and with some Indonesian touches, with the paintings and so elegant interior. Yeah. And food trends in Jakarta. I think Jakarta's economy is doing very well at the present. So of course people are entertaining a lot, and we can see it and feel it in our restaurants as well. So restaurant business is doing very good in the past years. That means also a lot of new concepts coming from overseas to Jakarta, and even you can see also some new concept coming up in Indonesia that don't exist anywhere else. Yeah, the restaurant business is really booming lately, and that's good.
You mentioned new concepts coming to Indonesia and
yeah.
Jakarta. Can you tell us a little more about that?
I mean, we have the concept like you have Jack Rabbit. I mean, that's not a new concept, but it's new to Jakarta. We have Louis, who opened in the past 3 years, and they opened now a second one, and that's, I think, a bit more particular to Jakarta. I didn't see that, I mean, this exact concept somewhere else, and I think they have also demand now to even exporting the concept to Singapore and other
places. How would
places.
You define that concept? What would you call it?
I mean, it's a bistro with a very large bar also. So
like
I mean,
a club.
At nighttime even goes to almost a club. So they're really covering all sorts of different clientele, yeah, from your business people or office people who just come in for a quick lunch to a proper dinner, or to your even to your drinks and pre-clubbing. So it's a very busy place, and with the open, I mean, it's one of the first restaurants who actually can make work the open terrace and the open air sort of concept in Jakarta, because I mean, there have been many attempts, but so far it's not very really not always pleasant to sit in the hot air in Jakarta, but they managed to keep this open air concept, and it's doing quite well for them. So
yeah. How long have you been here in Jakarta?
I came first to Jakarta in 98. I stayed from 98 until 2001, and then I left for Australia for 3 years and came back to Jakarta in 2004.
I see. And you've been here ever since?
Ever since.
What do you think? How much do people in Indonesia like French food?
I think people in Indonesia like to explore for more, most of all, and for them French food is exotic, like for us in France Asian food is exotic. So of course there's quite an interest, and people love to discover and try new things, and in general Indonesians they like to try and to taste, and they love French food. I think.
Do you serve sambal with your French food?
We don't serve it with French food, but if somebody requests sambal, of course we give them sambal.
Is it a common request?
I wouldn't say common, but we have some people requesting for sambal.
Do you think there is a greater awareness on food, but less in terms of appreciation, in terms of learning about different linked to the growing affluence, or is it just a general trend?
I think there is more interest to food from our customers, and there is also people are a bit more aware of new trends because I mean there's so many TV shows now, and there's so much media around the chefs and restaurant businesses that people follow them, and most of the time what you have on the TV shows are new trends or new types of cuisines, and they're showing how food is made and how things work, and then you have all the all those cooking classes also on the TV or all those shows. So yeah, people know more and more about food, and in general they're very interested in what's happening, you know.
Yeah.
They're quite successful, all those TV shows now. So
yeah, MasterChef.
Yes, no. MasterChef and many other ones, I think, doing quite well.
Can you tell us a little bit about your culinary journey, your interest in cooking, and your journey to be a chef?
Basically, I think I have to start where I grew up in my family, because my mom is a very good cook. I mean, she cooks only at home, she doesn't cook as a professional. But most of our products when I was a kid came from our garden, or my grandparents on both sides were farmers, so we have most of our products were homegrown. And of course that gives you a certain quality, and that you, when you then leave home, is suddenly missing, you know. When I first went to school and had to eat in the canteen, yeah, things were much different than they were at home, yeah. So suddenly you think, oh, I'm missing what I had at home, so what can I do about it, you know. And yeah, I mean, even at home, you know, in the French family, everybody has his hands in when it's cooking time. On the weekend, everybody helps. And I had always a good interest. And my mom does also very nice pastries and things like that. So then I decided, yeah, to go for an apprenticeship. So in France, an apprenticeship, it's can be in a two-year or a four-year session. I choose the two-year session, and basically for 2 years you go 1 week to school and 3 weeks to work, and then after this you have a diploma, competition first, and then you receive a diploma if you pass the test, and then you're ready to go cooking. And basically I got my diploma when I was 16 and a half years old. So then I left home and started cooking, you know, started working as a chef.
So, you mentioned you came here in 98 and then
yes.
You went to Australia. Where other countries have you worked in?
That's the only two countries I ever worked in Indonesia and Australia. We call it some promotions in other places, but actually working is only in Indonesia and Australia, other countries.
Do you think Indonesian food has in any way influenced your cooking?
Not that what we're representing in Amuse, because we try to be an authentic French restaurant. It influenced my way of looking at things. And I came here at the first to have a look how people in Asia, they work with spice. So of course I keep that interest up, and sometimes we're using spices that we're not used to use in France, but I'm still using it in a French way. I'm not using it in an Asian way, because
right.
That's what people expect from Amuse. Yeah? But of course it affected what I'm doing every day.
What is your view on fusion food?
Yeah, fusion, it can be a very interesting concept if the people who make fusion food know what they're doing, because most of the time fusion is too many mix in one plate, you know, so it gets more confusion than actually fusion. And that's a bit the delicate part of making fusion cuisine. It can be very interesting and it can be a very nice concept, but it's difficult to realize and to make it interesting, because you're touching different types of cuisines from different countries, so you need to have the knowledge from both, and you need to know how to combine them, so to give something new and something interesting for your guests.
When is fine dining equal to high prices, and is that true for Amuse?
Fine dining is, I mean, it's all relative to what you call high prices. It's, of course, it will be more expensive than your regular restaurants, because fine dining, yeah, you expect the extra service, you expect the extra on the food and using noble products. So, of course, it gets it's more expensive, but not because we charge more than a regular restaurant. I think our costs are quite the same as other restaurants, only the value of the products we use are than most of the regular products, regular restaurants. So value-wise, it's similar to other restaurants. I think what we propose in Amuse, I don't consider Amuse as an expensive restaurant, but for good value for what we propose.
How do you advertise and how do you keep people coming back, you know, loyalty in your customers?
Yeah, I mean, we have a very good customer base and our customers are very loyal and they come sometimes several times a week. But we actually don't do very rarely paid advertising. Most of it is, and how we started Amuse was actually only based on my customer database that I had from before. And I just called up or sent them some mail, and they responded very quickly. So most of it is, of course, is word of mouth and then personal database. And making sure that you know, we keep them interested and have always something new for them, and that's what they want. Yeah.
If you had to go out and eat in Jakarta,
yes,
where would you go?
Out and eat in Jakarta, I go to some Indonesian restaurants. My wife is Sundanese, so we go often to Sundanese restaurants. I love Chinese also, so there's some very nice Chinese restaurants in Jakarta.
Which is your favorite?
In Chinese, I like Ayat Abalone. That one, I think the dim sums on Sunday are quite neat, and you can bring the kids, and there's a lot of action around, so interesting. But there's also other places. I have a very busy schedule, but we eat at least out once or twice a week.
So, in your view, word of mouth advertising, word of mouth about your food is the best way to popularize a restaurant?
Yeah, looking after your customer. Because if you can, like you said before, if you can have return customers and a high percentage of return customers, I mean, that's what we are looking for, you know. So it's really looking after your customer. That's the best way to advertise.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.